We're a desperate team that want to get back to playing finals footy.
Just try and enjoy the journey because it won't be there forever.
We're just trying to build respect and trying to change the perception around Melbourne Football Club.
Yeah, this is just an absolute gift showing us where we need to work on.
Best didn't get us the win, but all we can ask is to bring out the best we can bring.
Thinking, what have I done? You know, how did it happen?
You don't just give kids games because they're high draft picks. That's as simple as that.
Your ticket into the heart of football. Welcome to the Breakfast Club's Inner Sanctum.
Yes, welcome one, welcome all. Let's get to the Sanctum of the Magpies with our very favourite man from the black and white town, Taylor Adams, who's back again. Hello, Taylor.
Good morning, team. How are we?
Oh, going very well. You sound like you're out and about. Where are you?
Yeah, I'm just sitting outside the footy club. Did an early morning rehab session with a few of the boys this morning. So just cooling off, huh?
That's a very early morning rehab session.
Yeah, we got up in the sweat room and just had a bit of fun, which was good.
What'd you do?
Circuit. I won't bore you with the details, buddy, but got the heart rate up and dropped a couple of kilos of sweat. So it was good. Good way to start the morning.
Is it true you lose more weight doing physical exercise early in the morning before you have anything to eat? Is that right? Is that true?
I have no idea.
I'm not sure about that. Does something for
calories
metabolism.
Calories in versus calories out, I think.
Yeah, it's all that sort of stuff. There is something about metabolism with that, Whitey, but it's a topic for another day because we're not really into that sort of stuff.
Oh, well, I'm trying to be. Unsuccessful.
I want to know how long you'll be doing that rehab class for, Taylor. How much longer you got to go?
Oh, I won't play this week. I'll be back after the bye, which, yeah. If we're playing a game, maybe next week I would have been a chance, but, given the byes next week for us, I'll sit this one out and be back after the bye, hopefully for an uninterrupted second half of the year.
Yes, well, that would be what all Magpie fans are hoping for, and of course, us and you as well, because we want to see you out there doing your thing. What did you make of the weekend's performance? Obviously a fantastic result. It could have gone either way at one stage there, but what did you make of the resilience your group showed to fight the fight with the police and the bus and all sort of stuff, and then get out there and take on the Crows as well?
Yeah, no, that word resilience is probably just sums up the performance. You know, we spoke about it yesterday as a whole football department, the way that everyone adapted to what was thrown at us, mid last week from Wednesday 5 p.m. onwards, everyone was in a quarantine scenario where I'm sure everyone's sort of aware of the details. Friends and family and housemates and all the rest were all locked up inside the house for a couple of days, and the players that weren't able to do that went to a hotel for two nights or three nights, and you obviously had to travel to Adelaide on the game day, spend 6 hours sitting around in the cricket nets at Adelaide Oval, and then go out and play against a team in front of their home crowd who have been playing really good footy. So yeah, we were absolutely stoked with the way that the whole football department handled that situation, and for the guys that went across there and the 23 that played to walk away with a win, under those circumstances was an awesome job.
So I mean, just to Taylor, I mean, it wasn't the prettiest game of football, but you got the win. How much of a difference does that make to the footy club just getting those 4 points when it comes to the mood and the direction of the footy team, considering what you've had to sort of endure over a fairly arduous 2021?
Yeah, it's obviously a bit of reward for effort. We weren't too concerned about the aesthetics of it. Given the scenario around the game and what the players and staff had to endure, don't underestimate getting on a plane at 7:30 a.m. and, sitting around for 6 hours getting COVID tests and laying on beanbags, waiting for the game to start. Don't underestimate how much that takes out of you as an athlete. The game didn't change. Adelaide didn't have to deal with those circumstances, and the guys just dug in. There was no complaints. The game was there to be won with 15 minutes to go, and our players were able to get the job done. So really pleasing. For a relatively young group again over there, we obviously missing some experience and relied on some of our experience that we're playing to really lift us in that second half when the Crows had the momentum and were really coming at us. So, yeah, the boys will definitely take some confidence out of that. Obviously, there's some parts of the game that we could have done better, but all in all, that determination and that resilience to fight it out to that last minute and get the 4 points was awesome.
Yeah, and that was what I was kind of alluding to with the question. It wasn't so much, I mean, the 4 points are fantastic with what you've gone through, but as a senior player, to see some of those young players show those sorts of characteristics, I would imagine that would give the group a lot of confidence, the senior guys, that from a cultural perspective, that these guys can stand up to the pressure of the outside noise, but also the resilience of what you had to actually go through just to play the game, that they could still perform.
Yeah, those wins are really important for any group, and we've had a few of those over the last 3 or 4 years, and they often get referred back to,
yep.
You know, in 12, 15 months' time when you need to find a bit of that determination and grit. Yeah, to sort of reflect on those games that, you know, no one sort of expects you to win, and you know, things aren't necessarily going your way or have gone your way in the lead-up to the game. You know, it's probably similar to that final we played last year over in Perth, similar to another game over in Perth in 2019 where the guys went over and got the job done, gave us the top four finish. So, you know, those games are really important. You know, we had some young players. Caleb Poulter really stood up. Callum Brown coming on as that medical sub, had a great 35% game time. So Trent Bianco looks like he's going to be a super player for us.
Yes.
So heaps of pleasing aspects about the game. For those guys, a lot of, you know, 3 or 4 of those guys hadn't sung the Collingwood song yet. So to see them do that, you know, surrounded by the support staff that have sacrificed so much for us, not only last week, but throughout the last 18 months, it was just awesome for the football club.
It's nice to see Jamie Elliott back out there too. Billy was something else, set the game alight. Yeah. Of course, that we talked about his 4 goals in the first quarter on Monday, but didn't mention his match winner coming through the centre square and running through 50 and barreling that one from deep. That was as impressive as I've seen from Jamie Elliott ever. A, the fact that he was in the centre bounce in the first place, and then to be able to finish like that, he must be feeling really good about himself this week.
Yeah, he put a power of work in, Jamie. Obviously, I spent a bit of time with him in rehab, and yeah, he was just a... I guess he has that sort of influence where when he puts his mind to something and he's very, very methodical in the way that he planned out how he was going to approach his rehab. You kind of just knew, as a teammate, you kind of just knew that he was going to come in and have an impact. He put so much work in, was really diligent. You know, we all know what sort of player he is, but he's in super nick. You know, he's dropped a couple of kilos, looks really lean, moving really well, and it would have been nice to have two of him on Saturday afternoon. You know, his ability to kick goals up forward was really good, but his pressure and ball hunting ability around the midfield was also something that we needed throughout that second and third quarter. So, it was a really pleasing return for him.
There was a bit of a change of position for the skipper too. Pendles went to half-back. He's played sort of half-forward mid-role this year, but now he's, well, certainly in the weekend, he was half-back. Is that what we'll see, do you reckon, for the rest of the season, or is he just one of those guys that Bucks can move the magnet wherever he feels he needs to be any given week?
Yeah, obviously they're trying to have a look at Pendles across a number of roles. You know, when things weren't going that well in the midfield, he was probably the one that went back in there and turned it for us. So I texted him after the game and said, don't get too comfortable down back, mate. I think he's clearly still a very good midfielder. So it's a luxury having a player like that where, you know, obviously he understands the game really well. He's across all roles, and there's just specifics of what roles are required, or what specifics are required in different roles, and he's able to go and execute in most parts of the ground. So, yeah, it's nice being able to do that. I think he's best suited through our midfield, you know, that real sergeant in there that sort of can connect our backs, mids and forwards all together. So, you probably will see him in different positions as the year goes on, but, yeah, I like seeing him through the midfield.
Now, I want you to try and solve a problem for us. We were talking about this on Monday. The ball movement seemed quicker, more direct, going through the corridor, and you had someone like Jamie Elliott down there leading really strongly, taking marks, kicking goals. Did the quicker ball movement happen as a result of having someone like Jamie in the forward line, or was it a result of, come on, guys, we've got to start to move the ball a bit differently to what you have been?
Well, a combination of things. Whitey, we've been working at our ball movement, you know, all year. It's not something that we understand that kicking 65 points a game isn't going to match up with the best team. So we've been working on that. We've been, you know, finding ways to potentially be more damaging and more dangerous with ball in hand. And I think it was a combination of what Adelaide gave us early, our ability to execute. And then obviously, you know, giving Billy that much space in the forward line, he's a pretty tough matchup, 1v1. So he got out a couple of times, you know, especially early. Made our ball movement look really, really good. So, yeah, something we've certainly been working on, trying to bring the ball back to that corridor and put defences under pressure. But you know, when our backs against the wall in the second quarter, and we sort of couldn't move the ball out of our defensive 50. You know, everyone talks about going really fast, but if you can't own territory and can't move the ball out of your defensive 50 because of, you know, the defensive structure that the opposition have set up, it makes it really, really difficult just to go fast. So it's a combination of being composed, you know, just playing and seeing what the game gives you with ball in hand. And obviously early on, the corridor was quite open for us, so we were able to access that.
You'll need a good system coming out of defence against the D's on Monday at the SCG. They're the best in the business at locking it in to their forward half. What are you doing Monday? Are you going up the SCG or are you staying home?
I think at this stage I'll hang around here. I'm not exactly too sure what the restrictions are, given the circumstances. We'll probably have to wait and see what happens with the Victorian government announcement in the next couple of days. But, at this stage I'll probably be hanging around here. I'd love to go up there and watch the game live, which is always much more fun than watching on TV. I'll give you the hot tip half. But, looking forward to it. It's a shame that the game, you know, with the Freeze MND backing that's been around for 6 or 7 years now. It's a shame that we can't do that in Melbourne, but nonetheless, the slide's happening. We're playing against the best team in the competition right now, who are clearly, you know, clearly on the way to playing, you know, going deep inside the finals. We've got a test in front of us. I'm really, really looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'm sure the Magpie fans are as well after last week's victory. It is the biggest challenge in footy at the moment. Melbourne are on fire, and we're looking forward to seeing how they go. I'm looking forward to seeing you back out there in a couple of weeks' time, Tate. Good luck, mate. Enjoy the recovery from the sweat sesh. Get yourself some breakfast, and we'll chat soon.
Will do. Thanks, guys. See you later.
Good stuff. Taylor Adams from the Magpies.